don't just exist, live. Live on AWR SID Media.
All right, we're moving on now to our next segment. Hey, we're running behind time today. We're going to try and talk to Pastor Sichone, who's going to be helping us with our daily focus for today. Remember, Pastor Sichone has been helping us throughout the week with our daily focus, and today is no different. So I'm trying to get connected to the pastor so that we can have the pastor educate us and enlighten us and prepare us for a proper and good understanding. Pastor Sichone, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. I'm very much okay, not knowing you people that side.
We are fine, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. We are absolutely fine. Today we're talking forgiving ourselves through God's grace. I found this concept very, very interesting, very peculiar. Forgiving yourself. Sometimes we're our own harshest critics, and where I stand, I think that's a good thing. That's a conscience, is where I think. Confessing. Confession invites us to accept God's grace and let go of self-blame. So I want us to discuss exactly that. What is there something called forgiving yourself in this scripture, Mfundisi?
Forgiving ourselves.
In the scripture, does that concept really exist? It sounds like an airy-fairy concept we see on YouTube with these motivational speakers. I have never stumbled upon anything that speaks of self-forgiveness. Does that thing really exist in the Bible?
Self-forgiveness. I would say the concept may exist, but it cannot just be stated exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, the concept exists, but it just cannot be stated exactly that this is self-forgiveness.
Okay, so where does it exist if it is?
Because here, okay, mostly what we just see, we see actions, we just see the actions in most of the Bible characters. Let's look at one of our examples when we talk of Jesus Christ. One thing that we see is that here is a nation, here is a group of people that crucify him, and at the end of the day, he says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
Right.
So self-forgiveness, in my perspective and in regard to what I have assimilated from the text, it comes from within by accepting that the offender has offended me. So therefore, I have to let go of all the resentment I have towards them, and also the resentment, because the resentment is not just affecting the offender, it's also affecting me. So by me saying I forgive myself, I'm letting go. By forgiving
but I'm
others,
the offender. I'm the offender. I am the offender. Yeah. Where in scripture do we find it that an offender can forgive himself?
An offender, or are you saying an offender forgiving himself, or the offended being forgiven themselves?
Nope. The offender, the one who does wrong. Where in scripture do we find it that when we have done wrong, we can forgive ourselves?
When we have done wrong, we can forgive ourselves.
Yes. Does that exist in the Bible?
When we, the Bible tells.
Is the pastor still there?
First.
Sorry, Mfundisi. You just got cut there. Could you say that again, please?
Still shaking?
You got cut there, Mfundisi. You were talking, you got cut. So can you please say that again, please? The Bible says?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So as I was saying, the Bible in regards to confession of sins.
Right.
Yeah, the Bible. First John, you got cut again.
Forgive me, Mfundisi. You got cut again. Kindly say that
if
again.
Confess our sins, he's done. If we confess our sins, he's ready to forgive us at the end of the day.
I understand that part, Mfundisi. My question is about this concept of self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Where in the Bible do we get that from?
It's bumping. Let me find. Hello.
I'm here, Mfundisi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can get you.
Yeah, my question is, in the scriptures, where do we find the concept of forgiving yourself? You do wrong and you forgive yourself? Where do we get that in the Bible, Mfundisi?
We do wrong and we forgive ourselves.
Where do you see that in the Bible, Mfundisi?
Just like what I was trying to explain, the concept may not really explicitly state that forgive yourself when you offend your brother or forgive yourself when you do etc. etc. But what we see is what resentment and anger does to the offender at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, so the idea is therefore a foreign concept in scripture. This idea of forgiving yourself is unbiblical. It's sacrilegious.
We cannot really state it. We need to lean on a balance there.
Okay, why do we want to balance? Because it has no resonance with scripture. There is nowhere in scripture do you find anywhere God saying, you can sin. And after you've sinned, you forgive yourself. We don't find that in scripture.
Not in that perspective. No. You at an individual level, you cannot atone for your
absolutely. Yes. You're absolutely right, Mfundisi. It's not there. So motivational speakers have crept into the church and made us believe this mumbo jumbo of believing that I need to forgive myself. I forgive myself. I. There's no such thing. So let's talk about then the concept that is there in the Bible, the concept of confession. How does confession help us see ourselves through God's eyes, Mfundisi?
So now, when we talk about that question, let's look at the very important aspect that seems to be vague in that question is the aspect of seeing ourselves through God's eyes.
Yeah.
So now, seeing ourselves through God's eyes, what we're trying to say is that actually we're trying to lean towards God's perspective of man.
Right.
How does God view man first? That's the first thing we have to understand. God views man. One thing about God is this. God is more, when he sees an individual erring, a human being erring,
right,
he's not mainly interested in the error. He is interested in the potential man at the end of the day.
Okay.
So now, in the potential man, and the potential man is a man that shall gain victory over error, over sin at the end of the day.
Right.
So now the role of confession is that confession, number one, makes us acknowledge sin and makes us have the knowledge of sin. So basically, confession breaks down the barrier at the end of the day, aligning myself with the perspective of God at the end of the day.
Okay.
So that's the issue.
So why do we struggle with self-forgiveness, Mfundisi?
The reason we struggle with self-forgiveness, I would say it is the burden of guilt gets more louder than the forgiveness of God at the end of the day.
And is that not good, though? Because really, as we started, there is no way you can even achieve self-forgiveness. That's some downright demonic to take the role of the forgiver and forgive yourself. Are we not really being demonic when we do such things, Mfundisi?
So here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Maybe in perspective of our question here, when we talk of self-forgiveness, it's a situation where somebody now accepts the fact that God has done it for him or her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So where does the forgiveness part come in, Mfundisi? I'm not quite sure I understand the forgiveness part here of one self-forgiving. Remember, this is where I struggled because it doesn't appear anywhere in the scripture to self-forgive. Isn't self-forgiveness a legitimate and warranted struggle? Shouldn't you? You should struggle because it's wrong. You're not supposed to be forgiving yourself. Isn't that self-forgiveness a requisite struggle?
But here's the thing. Maybe that's why I said in the first place that we need to strike a balance between the two.
Right.
Maybe it's an issue of perspective when somebody says self-forgiveness at the end of the day.
Okay.
It's an issue of perspective, not really it being as standardized. Because here's the thing. We are talking about you being forgiven by God, isn't it?
Right.
So when you are forgiven by God, so now where the self-forgiveness comes in is where now the acceptance kicks in.
Accepting what, Mfundisi?
Accepting that God has now forgiven my sins, meaning now this I can let go of this burden that continuously presses me.
Right, right. Okay, I hear you. So what steps can we take to practice self-compassion? Oh, I'm sure you can tell me this is my struggle with this self-indulgence, self-protect, self-forgiveness, self-compassion. I inkosiam. But what is self-compassion, Mfundisi?
It's actually being kind to yourself in simplest terms.
Where do we learn this concept of self-compassion? Does the Bible have anything that has to do with self-compassion, Mfundisi?
Like we've already articulated the concept of self-forgiveness, self-compassion, all these concepts just walk in after the bigger picture of the atonement.
Are you still there, Mfundisi? Pastor, can you hear me? I think the pastor's line has dipped. Mfundisi, please say that again. You got cut there for a while.
Yes. So as I was saying,
yes,
self-forgiveness, I mean, these issues of self-forgiveness, self-compassion, all these things walk in after the greater part has been achieved.
Where do we see that in the Bible?
Just like I have stated, it's not explicitly stated, but the concept is there. It is flying in the air.
Where?
I'm just going to repeat what it is, because we have to just take it as it is. Because we cannot, I'll tell you this, we cannot explicitly state. But what we see, just like I told you in the very first place, it's an issue of perspective at the end of the day that we see.
So what do you say to somebody who says all of these self-indulgent practices are unbiblical and therefore satanic? How do you respond to that person?
Self-indulgent practices, again, as I've already stated, it's an issue of perspective.
Yeah, is that perspective biblical, Mfundisi?
It depends with the context. When we say self-indulgence, how is a person self-indulging in himself?
When they're forgiving themselves and are self-forgiving, self-compassionate.
That's why I said that there is a bigger picture here. Before we get to self-forgiveness, self-compassion, there is a bigger picture. The first thing, seek the forgiveness of God.
Yes, that much I accept, Mfundisi. I totally agree. I have no problem with that. What I do have a problem, and I have a problem with it because I have not seen it in the scriptures. That's why I'm asking for the pastors to show me in the scriptures where we see self-compassion and self-forgiveness.
So here's the thing. Since we are saying there is a bigger picture there, because now when we talk of self-forgiveness, self-compassion, there's one terminology that we call low. There's one terminology that we can describe as low esteem.
Okay.
So now, and again, we can also push in the concept of high esteem at the end of the day.
Okay.
So now, what is supposed to happen here is that upon God forgiving me, by embracing high esteem, it means I'm now accepting the will and the work of God in my life.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let me. I don't want to belabor this point, Mfundisi. It's just bothering me. And I'm glad that Mfundisi is saying it doesn't exist in the Bible. It's a matter of perspective. And that perspective is extra biblical. Can we agree, Mfundisi, that perspective has nothing to do with the Bible? It's just how we want to view things, not in the Bible. That stuff is not in the Bible. Can we agree on that, Mfundisi?
We can agree on terms of perspective.
Okay. So how can accepting God's grace help us to live more freely and joyfully, Mfundisi?
God's grace is a gift towards humanity. Absolutely. Humanity has no will and power to overcome sin.
Right, right.
So now the gift of grace helps us embrace God. And now after embracing God, meaning the burden that we fought with, which is sin, is now, we have left, I mean, has now fallen off like a scale, like scales on a fish.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And finally, my question, Mfundisi, in what ways can forgiving ourselves open us up to forgive others more easily?
Here's the thing. With yes. regard to that question, what we can get is this. By letting go of resentment and letting go of anger, it helps us see just like I am in error, it also helps me see that there is somebody out there in error.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mfundisi. I am tempted really to prosecute the issue of self-forgiveness from a biblical perspective. I do wish that I don't need to. I just need you to just point me now. Our planned questions are done, are finished. Just as we part ways, Mfundisi, you said it's a matter of perspective?
Yes.
Based on what? Is it based on the Bible, that perspective?
I would say yes.
Where in the Bible is it based on?
So here's the thing. This concept of self, just like I already articulated, move in after the bigger aspect of God's forgiveness has done its work.
Yeah, so because where in the Bible does it ever come in? You're saying it comes in after God's work. Fine. Where do we see that now? This is self-forgiveness coming in. Where do you see that, Mfundisi? Take us there.
So where do we see this? It's an issue of esteem and because here's the thing. What we are seeing here is number one. First, here's a person that has indulged in sin. And has the burden of guilt.
Right.
Now, despite him praying to God, despite him praying to God and God forgiving him, he still has that element of disbelief at the end of the day. So with regard to the issue of self-belief, self-compassion, we see the aspect that by an individual believing that he has
been forgiven.
Been forgiven.
Ah. Okay, I like that.
That's where now those concepts really come in, because it's an issue of accepting
that you have been forgiven.
And not necessarily using the words literally as they are.
Yeah. So we are talking about a person accepting God's forgiveness and the forgiveness from the person that they offended, not necessarily them doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So we are talking about forgiveness by God and forgiveness by the ones we offended.
Mm-hmm.
And the role of the self is to receive it when it has been given to you. Is that what the pastor is saying?
Yes.
All right. So we call receiving forgiveness from others self-forgivingness.
I don't know if you got what I really said.
I got it, Mfunis. That's why I'm circling back to it, Mfunis, that while all of what you're saying is absolutely correct, and I've seen that in the scriptures, I have not seen it being called self-forgiveness. It's the terminology of self-forgiveness that I am rejecting, Mfundis, with all the contempt it deserves, because it does not find its resonance in scripture. It's when we take things that are out there in the world and we make them scriptural, and yet they're not scriptural. There is nowhere in scripture where we're supposed to be forgiving ourselves. Nowhere. We need to go and humble ourselves to the Lord. You see, Mfundis, the problem with self-forgiveness is when people don't want to go and humble themselves to God, or go and confess their sin to the one they have wronged. You want to keep it secret and you say, I have forgiven myself. Therein lies the problem. People who don't want to be humble and people who don't want to confess, they resort to this demonic practice of forgiving themselves.
I know. I wish we could have more time to deliberate on this, but otherwise, just like I've already articulated.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's all an issue of perspective. At the end of the day.
Okay. All right. No, I'll take what you're saying.
Okay. I think maybe the simplest term to use and not make it sound the way it literally is.
Okay.
It's an issue of believing that God has forgiven me and having faith that God has forgiven me.
I think maybe
we can sit on that term rather than using the self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Buddhist, you have ministered to me now. Thank you. You're preaching to me now, because I don't know how. If the bosses here at AWR were to call me and say, Naya, come here. You were talking about self-forgiveness in the radio. Where do you get that from? You're an elder of the church. Where do you get? I would never be able to answer for this. I can defend everything that I say here on the radio because I've seen it in the scriptures and I'm able to. But self-forgiveness, yay. I'd be fired. I would never come back to the radio again because I'm doing things that I don't know. Even if they were to say, okay, fine, you don't know. Did you converse that with the pastor? I would be in the wrong. If the pastor says it, it's there. I would be fired. Quite frankly, I just resign myself. I wouldn't even be fired. I'll just resign because I realize I've done wrong to say things are there and yet they are not there. But I'm glad, Mpunis, that you're saying the big issue here is for Christians who believe that God is a loving God and a forgiving God. When God has forgiven you, accept that forgiveness.
Yeah,
I take that.
That's the bigger issue.
Yes,
I think maybe those terms are somehow off. As okay, in their literal sense, they are somehow off the hook a bit.
Okay,
but actually, I think maybe what those terms may intend. Maybe the intention of those terms in context with us being forgiven by God,
right.
It is the issue of a believer believing that God has indeed forgiven me of this sin.
Right.
So I have to stop resenting myself at the end of the day.
Hey! But Paul is you're raising another issue now. Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. And that does come across as resentment of the sin in me. He goes on to say, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Hey, who shall free me from this wretched body of mine? That's Paul.
That's the thing. Who shall free me? And that is God freeing me.
Absolutely.
When I repent.
So what I'm suggesting, Funis, is that I don't think the idea of resenting the filth inside of us that we do is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing that you must look at the filth you've done and hate it so that you don't go back and do it again.
Here's the thing.
Yes, Funis.
Here's the thing. When you talk of... because here's the thing. When I pray to God, honestly,
right,
but at the end of the day, still resent myself, I'm showing unbelief in the provision and in the atoning sacrifice of God.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that. You see what? Sin is there.
Yeah.
But believing that God has forgiven us of sin.
Right.
Very cardinal.
Absolutely.
Because here's the thing. When I do not believe that God has forgiven me of my sin,
right,
and I still carry on the burden of guilt, the enemy of souls will capitalize on that. Now that burden of sin will become louder.
Right. Okay, got it. I'm okay with it. We are coming together now, Funis. I'm glad. Thank you very much. Let's do this again tomorrow. And I become better every time I talk to you, pastors. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, Funis.
All right, thank you.
Ngosim Funis.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.